this be one of the best moments of your life. You're listening to the Business Mirror Podcast for a broader look on business with Senior Editor Dennis Estopase.
Good day. Welcome to the Business Mirror BM Broader Look Podcast. Today's podcast puts a spotlight on young entrepreneur Elise Perez and her online food business Baon PH, which she said provides affordable packed meals or Baon with a choice of weekly or daily subscription. Business Mirror reporter Jasper Emmanuel Arcalas interviewed Elise on how she helped her mother through Baon PH by bringing online a catering business that had schools and offices as clientele before lockdowns against COVID-19 were imposed. Let's get on with the story.
Good day. Today we are going to talk to Elise Perez, one of the owners of Baon PH, an online food business that caters to Filipinos during this COVID-19 pandemic. Kamusta ka, Elise?
Hi, Jasper. I'm good. Okay naman, despite the situation, I'm still coping.
First, could you introduce yourself, your little bit of background about you, and a brief history of what Baon PH is all about?
I'm Elise Perez. I'm 25 years old, a part-time employee, a part-time business owner, and a full-time ate. And of course, one of the founders of Baon PH. So, history lang ng Baon PH, no? We launched Baon PH as a brand noong July 1, but we started our operations noong July 6. In a nutshell, Baon PH offers affordable packed meals. So we cater to busy individuals, maybe those who are currently reporting to work, who wish to focus on their daily tasks in the office or sa mga nag-work from home. So we provide a whole set of lunch and snacks. And just recently, nag-lunch na kami ng dinner meals. Tapos, we also added party trays para naman to the people who want to have intimate gatherings at home or sometimes nga in the office din nagkakaroon na. Ayun.
Bakit ito yung type of online business na naisipan yung gawin? Kasi nakita naman natin na yung pag-usbong ng mga online businesses during the COVID-19 pandemic. Why did you choose such type of food business or an online business?
Oh, actually kasi food business is actually my mother's business before. So before nung pandemic, nag-food service siya sa mga schools and sometimes even sa mga employee cafeterias. So ngayon parang since walang school, wala ring office ng ECQ, wala kaming income kasi walang pwesto. And nung nag-start na rin ako mag-report to our office nung May, parang nagkaroon ako ng hard time looking for food, for lunch. And syempre, parang ang hirap din bumili sa labas kasi hindi ka sure if the food is safely prepared. So from there, nagkaroon ako ng sort of light bulb moment na bakit hindi ko dalhin yung business ng mother ko to the online platform. Total, ang dami ko na rin naman nakikitang nagpa-pop up na online businesses, especially nung quarantine. So, yun.
So, nagsimula dun sa experience mo as a employee yourself?
Mm-mm. Yes, actually.
Mm-mm. So, nung sinimulan niyo ba to, nag-gumawa ba kayo ng survey, nagtanong-tanong ba kayo kung kamusta kaya mag-venture sa ganitong food businesses? Kasi nga, yun nga, nabanggit mo na ang dami ng food online businesses, syempre.
Actually, to be honest, hindi. Parang nag-start lang ako magtanong sa, syempre, sa inner circle ko, sa office, if they're willing to buy food from me. Tapos parang sabi ko, if I'm gonna do it sa office, parang masyadong limited lang yung market mo kasi sila-sila lang naman yung nakikita. So parang sabi ko na lang, sige, dadaling, i-ano ko na to, ipupush ko na to online, tapos kung may makuha tayong orders, edi good. Kung wala, and then we'll go from there. Parang ganun yung mindset ko. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned this has been the business of your mother even before COVID-19 mm-hmm. pandemic. So meron ba kayong cafeteria noon or do you do catering services before the pandemic?
Mostly food services lang. So merong mga nagtatap na school sa amin na nagusto mag-provide ng food for the kids, or minsan merong mga connections na nagtatanong na, uy, gusto niyo ba mag-provide dito for the cafeteria, ganyan. So, wala kaming physical store na talagang sa amin. It's more on nagtatap yung mga yung mga establishments to have us.
And also siguro yung mga family friends nyo rin.
Connections actually plays a big part if you want to open a business.
Word of mouth lang, no?
Oo.
So with this online venture ngayon, what is your target market? And so far, kamusta yung sales and the reception of the business? And could you tell us, kamusta yung mga unang weeks? And sino yung mga unang yung naging customers? Like you mentioned, di ba? Na pumayag naman yung office mates mo na sila yung unang bibili.
Yes! So, ang target market namin, sa nakikita kong trend from the first week na nag-start kami, ang usual na audience namin is the millennial. So, mostly those who have corporate jobs, or meron pa nga nag-work sa hospitals na aged around siguro mga early 20s until mga late 30s or mga early 40s pa. So, medyo malawak yung range. So, ngayon, the sales is actually stabilizing. I guess, siguro na rin na medyo nagkakaroon na kami ng sort of social media presence, pero during the first weeks, sobrang unstable nung income kasi yun nga, hindi pa naman kami masyadong kilala, and wala kaming, sabi ko kanina, wala kaming physical store na parang eatery na pwedeng daanan ng tao na makaka-capture pa ng sales namin. So, one of the challenges is capturing the attention of your target market. Although we experimented on different formats ng marketing materials online, even nga yung tone and voice ng captions, para lang makita namin kung ano talaga yung for us. So, and isa pa pala, for online food businesses, pinaka nakita kong challenge is the delivery fee. Kasi if yung delivery fee mo, kasing price ng food mo as a consumer, sa tingin mo ba bibili ka pa?
Mm-hmm.
Di ba parang manghihinayan ka na twice yung babayaran mo, tapos parang yung food, half of the price lang yung mababayaran. Di ba parang hindi na siya, parang imbis na mag-order yung customer, sometimes nagsha-shy away sila.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun. But recently, since nga we're evolving, we're trying to evolve every week, ginawa ko, I tried putting the cost of the delivery to the price of our food. Para for example, one week mag-order si customer A, wala na siyang iintindihing delivery fee pa.
Mm-hmm. So, kamusta naman ngayon yung sales niyo na nakailang buwan na rin kayo, almost? A quarter na rin, halos.
Actually, simula nung tinanggal namin yung delivery fee sa mata ng sa price list namin, umangat siya. And recently, we've been having new customers that actually turn into loyal ones. Mm-hmm. Na parang this week order sila, try lang, and then next week try lang sila ng, for example, this week try sila ng 2 days, and then next week mag-order na sila for the whole week. And then meron kaming isang customer na parang I think 5 weeks na with us. Tapos parang sometimes hindi na siya nag-order, tinatanong ko na lang to confirm. Tapos mag-order siya, mag-order talaga.
At least nakagawa na kayo ng ng brand loyalty and customer ng client. Loyalty.
Sobrang nakakaano siya, nakakataba ng puso, to be honest.
So far, no, being a millennial na tinulungan mo yung parent mo to bring their business to the online world, what are the challenges so far of doing online business?
Since I'm helping out my parents, meron na kaming parang designated tasks. Kumbaga, I'm at the marketing side. Ako and my sisters, actually, nasa marketing side. Kumbaga, kami yung nagpa-promote online, kami yung kumbaga, even the orders. Kasi ang Baon PH is using Google Forms. So sa amin nang gagaling kung ano talaga yung order. Kami nag-finalize ng orders for my mom to see. And then pag nakita na niya, siya na yung bahala sa marketing. Marketing ng goods, siya bahala sa cooking, and even actually sa delivery, siya na nag-logistics for that.
Mm. So parang naging family na rin. Talagang bonding and...
Actually, nag-start to na nasa isip ko lang, and then parang gusto ko siyang i-push, pero I'm really lucky and happy na yung family ko talaga was support all the way. Actually, all members of the family, ano sila, all hands on deck.
So, lahat ng nag-work sa Baon PH, eh, mostly family niyo and relatives.
Kami-kami lang dito sa bahay.
So how do you prepare the food? I assume your mother is the one cooking the food, di ba? Then could you take us how, paano sino nagpapackage, sino nagre-repack, sino nag-handle ng Google Form, surveys, ng orders, etc.
So yung cycle niyan is we're going to put out the menu for the following week on Tuesday ng previous week, and then we're gonna gather orders for yung week B. Tawagin naman week B kasi medyo nakakalito siya eh. And then pagdating ng Sunday of week A, magka-cut off na kami ng orders. And then pag final na yung order, si mama magma-marketing na siya, titingnan na niya kung ano yung mga kailangan bilhin for the whole week. Kasi medyo madugo yung process na yun kasi ang hirap ng labas during this time. And then, going to the everyday naman, nagsistart kami ng operations at around 4 a.m. Start na ng luto niyan, ganyan. And then, ang packing, ang tumutulong is my two sisters, ako, yung mom ko. And then, sa delivery naman, sometimes yung dad ko, nagde-drive siya, if malapit lang sa amin, or my mom books riders, mga Grab, Mr. Speedy, ganyan.
So far naman, in the past 3 months, ano naman yung mga nakita niyo opportunities in doing online business?
One of the good things na nakikita ko dito is we get to reach out to a lot of people who can taste my mom's home-cooked meals. Kasi, actually, itong cooking ni mama, parang hindi, at first, hindi siya masyadong bilib sa sarili niya. But then, if a lot, yung mga time na maraming customers yung nag-feedback na OMG, ang sarap ng food nyo, super sulit sa price, ganyan-ganyan. Parang pag nakikita ko yung smile ng mom ko, ng parents ko, parang it's very fulfilling to have this kind of business na wherein you get to service people who want convenience during their lunch break. And then, sa side din namin, very happy din kami.
So far naman, ano yung mga lessons na natutunan mo sa pag-online business, lalo na this is your first time?
Oo. Actually, hindi. Meron akong business before kaso binitawan ko siya noong college. But anyway, for doing online businesses, ang pinaka na natutunan ko is that you should understand that with online business, marami kang competitors. Not only sa digital platforms, but also kasi meron pa ding mga physical stores na nagsiserve din na sometimes mas prefer na mga consumers. So, with that, you really have to stand out. So, aside sa product mo, sa marketing skills mo, your price should also be competitive. And then, yung convenience that you offer to the market, dapat nagsa-stand out din siya. And aside from that, I also learned that there will be bad days or even bad weeks, but you should look at it as an opportunity to better your business and services. Hindi pwedeng malulungkot ka na lang sa isang tabi.
So far, ano ba yung mga plano ngayon ng Baon PH? You mentioned earlier, you recently launched dinner. Kamusta naman 'yon, yung dinner? Saka and follow up nga discuss what are the plans in the future, any expansions, any partnerships or collaborations you're looking at.
Actually, maganda yung feedback sa dinner kasi aside sa dalawa na pwede kasi mangyari na order sila lunch and dinner or si customer, mamimili siya kung anong gusto niyang kainin for lunch. Either lunch or kumbaga may options na siya ng food. Kasi same time pa rin namin siya i-deliver. And right now, maganda naman yung nagiging sales namin because of the dinner. And then for ano, for future plans, actually gusto ko na mag siguro in a month or a month and a half, ang pag nagamay na namin yung multiple meals na pine-prepare in the morning, I also want Bounty-ish to have breakfast para full circle na yung meal. Meron ng breakfast, may lunch, and then may snacks na. So yun. And siyempre, I want to reach a larger audience as magkaroon na ng mas maganda na yung brand recall ng Baon PH. So, alam ko pag sinabi, uy, Baon PH, ah, alam ko yan, ganyan. So, yun.
Bakit maganda yung reception nung sa dinner? Dahil ba, yun nga, stressful na yung mga tao sa work. Tapos pag-uwi, pagod na, wala na masyadong time to cook their own food or buy outside.
Mostly na nag-order sa amin ng dinner, ng both lunch and dinner, ha? Usually those who do overtime pa. So kumbaga nag-go beyond pa sila sa 6 p.m. So instead na lumabas pa sila to buy their dinner, parang mas nagustuhan na nilang isabay na lang din sa delivery ng lunch nila. And that way less hassle, tapos masarap pa yung dinner nila, nakakawala ng stress.
Saka assured sila na safe yung at maganda yung quality ng food.
Yes, kasi we really prepare it very cautious kami na we wear gloves, face mask, hairnet, mga ano, extra cautious lang kasi nga of the situation right now. Parang yun na lang yung mabibigay mong at parang dapat nga hindi siya bonus . It's more of a bare necessity when you're doing food services, hygiene talaga.
So far sa past 3 months, could you give us ano yung top 3 siguro na ulam or food na laging ino-order sa inyo? Tsaka sa tingin mo, bakit ito yung top 3 na laging most requested or most ordered food items sa menu ninyo?
Actually, ang dami. Pero most na nagugustuhan nila, na nagtatop, is our chili con carne. It's on our Tex-Mex menu. Also yung ano namin, orange chicken. Some people say nakalasa siya ng Food Panda. Malapit siya sa Food Panda na orange chicken. And then also our chicken cordon bleu. And wait, add pa ako ng isa, yung aming grilled liempo kasi super sarap niya talaga. Even ako gusto ko siya. So top 4.
So yung menu nyo, no? Ano, around the world, may Filipino, may Mexican.
Oo, kasi every week nagbabago kami ng menu. Parang halimbawa sa bahay, 'di ba? Ayaw din naman ng mga tao sa bahay na paulit-ulit yung kinakain nila every week na rotational. So, every week nagbibigay kami ng new choices. Kung mag-uulit man kami, parang matagal na siya bago isa-serve ulit to our Baon gang.
So, yun ang tawag sa mga clients ninyo, loyal clients, Baon.
Oo, Baon gang.
So, please, you bring that homey feeling na ano nga, paiba-iba yung ulam per day. Pag uwi mo, uy, ano kaya ulam today? Yung may excitement, no? May surprise.
Mm-mm.
So, kumbaga, pag mag-order ka, ano kayang menu ngayon ng menu next week ng Baon PH? So, may ganong factor, may ganong thrill.
Mm-mm. Actually, merong isang customer na nag-feedback sa amin na sinasabi niya na every time she, kasi pa nag, sometimes nag-order siya, hindi pa niya nakikita yung menu. So, may times na pag nakukuha na niya yung bag niya, parang she feels excited daw and thrilled kung ano yung makukuha niyang ulam. Parang ganun siya.
Parang ano, mystery box. Parang umor.
Oo. Exactly.
Yung ano naman, kamusta naman yung ano, yung party size na ano na menu? May order na ba?
Oh, yung party tray. Meron. Actually, may order. And sometimes, actually, yung party trays namin are those na mas umaabot pa sa malalayo. I don't know. Meron kaming order kasi. So, may orders kami in Muntinlupa. May orders kami in Caloocan. Oo. So, mas malalayo sila. I guess, yun yung sinasabi ko na if the delivery fee is minimal, mas mas gusto talaga, mas nakikater talaga yung product mo.
Mm-hmm.
And to the fact na yung ratio ng price ng party tray is a lot kumbaga mas mataas siya compared to the delivery fee. Tas they're getting a lot naman from what they pay for.
Mm-hmm. So ngayon, ano yung price range ng menu ninyo, ng price offerings ninyo?
So, for meron kasi kami tinatawag na daily pick wherein pwede nyo lang piliin kung anong gusto nyong baon for today and kung kailan lang. For example, Tuesday gusto ko lunch lang and then Friday gusto ko lunch and snacks, ganun. So for that, yung lunch is 150 pesos plus a fixed rate of delivery fee na 39 pesos. So kumbaga you're paying 189. And then for lunch and snacks, 190 plus 39 pesos. And then we also have yung weekly subscription ng lunch, that's 850 pesos inclusive of delivery fee na. And yung we're calling it the OOTB, one of the baon gang. So that's lunch and snacks, so that's 1050 per week. For dinner naman, we're actually at the soft launch stage right now. So for dinner, additional 100 pesos per dinner meal lang siya. Hindi pa namin babaguhin, siguro 2 or 3 weeks from now. So if you want, you know, to order.
So what would be your advice for aspiring or ng mga millennials na nagbabalak na mag-online business ngayong pandemic? Kasi I think tuloy-tuloy pa rin naman, no? Every day nakikita natin, every week, every month, may mga bagong businesses pa rin na lumalabas online.
Ako lang ang advice ko is to think twice, thrice before starting your business. You should actually study a lot on the product that you want to sell, if it's gonna sell, before diving into it. Kasi I don't suggest that you do your business kasi trendy, kasi maraming nagbe-business ngayon, marami kayo nakikita nagbe-business ngayon. So, feeling nyo na sisway kayo na baka ako rin, ganyan. It's, hindi ko naman sinasabi na huwag kayo mag-business. It's just that, make sure that if you're gonna do business, you're gonna give your 101%. And for me, I also want to say na you should give your business an objective, a goal, and siguro a purpose para you as an owner, parang you will hold on to this when things are getting a little bit shaky na, for example, hindi masyado maganda yung sales mo this week, parang hindi ka mapanghihinaan agad ng loob if your business has a purpose. Diba? And when you start, make sure that you are very much willing to risk na yung mga binibigay mong effort sa business mo and especially yung capital mo. Ito yung natutunan ko sa, I don't know saan ko to nabasa, but if you're gonna yung capital mo dapat willing ka to lose. So kumbaga if it doesn't work out, dapat it will not leave you in debt. Dapat okay ka lang, stable ka pa rin. Ganun. Yun lang. Yung advice ko.
So this is the moment na you want to plug anything, invite our listeners to visit your page, to buy from Baon PH. Go on.
Yes, follow us on Facebook. It's at BaonPH Official, one word lang. And then on Instagram, you can find us at BaonPH and then yung underscore. So I hope you can follow. And then if you want to order, just check our page because also our pictures are very enticing. Parang makapa-order ka.
Ikaw ba kumukuha ng photo?
Ng
pictures?
Kami din. Ako and yung sister ko, nagko-collaborate kami on how to take the pictures. Kasi ngayon, nagsistart na kami on creative. Before kasi, more on catalog type kami. So, nagpo-focus lang sa food. Ngayon, we're trying to move on to magazine-like lifestyle shots ng mga food.
At least, it contributes sa brand profile nyo and sa marketing.
Correct. Yes.
You know, maraming salamat, Elise, sa isang makabuluhang diskusyon tungkol sa online business at sa experience nyo sa pagbubukas ng online business ngayong pandemic. Maraming salamat.
Thank you, Jasper.
for listening to the Business Mirror Podcast for a broader look on business. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter @Business Mirror. Until next time.